Mary was 3 months pregnant when she returned to Nazareth, and she had to tell her betrothed, Joseph. He was very unhappy. He could have publicly denounced her and demanded that she be punished, but he was a kind man, and so he decided to break off their engagement quietly to save her from disgrace. That night, as he slept, an angel appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph of the house of David, fear not to take Mary for your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he shall save people from their sins. All this is just as the prophets have foretold. When Joseph woke, he remembered every part of his dream. He thought then of the words of the prophets, words he had heard all his life, repeated by the wise men in the synagogue, of how the Son of Heaven would be born of a virgin and would be of the house of David. He went to Mary and he begged her to forgive him for doubting her story. So just as they had planned, they were married. But Joseph did not sleep with his wife until she had borne this child that the angel had told him would be the Son of God. At the time of the birth of Jesus, Herod was the king in Jerusalem, and Judea was under the control of Quirinius, the governor of Syria, whose master was the Emperor Augustus in Rome. Augustus had decided that everyone in the Roman Empire should be registered by name, so that taxes could be collected more efficiently. Although Joseph lived in Nazareth, he was of the house of David, whose hometown was Bethlehem. So he went to be registered there, and he took Mary with him. Mary was too heavily pregnant to walk, and rode on a donkey with Joseph leading the way. At the same time, three wise men arrived in Judea, following a brilliant star that they had seen rising in the east. When they reached Jerusalem, they asked the people, "Where is the baby who was born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we have come to do him honor." No one knew how to answer them, but word of their quest soon reached Herod, and it worried him. He called together all his priests and counselors, and he told them to consult their sacred books. Where did the prophet say that the Messiah was to be born? Eventually, they found a verse in the scriptures of the prophet Micah that said, "You, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, a ruler will come from you, and he will be like a shepherd for my people."